This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking about Siena and the Palio. Our guest is Anna Piperato, and she's a professor of art history who's ended up in Siena, and she's caught up in the excitement of the Palio. Now, I understand that Sienese are pretty superstitious. How do their traditions and superstitions tie into the preparation for the Palio and the big event?
They're hugely superstitious. If you got a good horse last year and you were standing in a particular part of your headquarters or the piazza, you go back to that same spot next year.
Why?
Because, you know, like baseball players don't wash their socks.
Oh, okay, the same. So
yes.
That's superstitious.
Oh my gosh, they are the most superstitious people I've ever met, and perhaps that's why I like them.
Now, this has gone on for generation after generation after generation.
Yes. We always take the same street, the same route to get to the piazza from the Contrada. Those cobblestones are the same cobblestones that maybe your father or your grandfather or your great-grandfather walked over when they last won the Palio, because our Contrada, unfortunately, is not very lucky.
So when a Contrada wins, what sort of bragging rights do they have until the next Contrada?
It's really great when they have an enemy, because they can make fun of their enemy the entire time. It's really fun to celebrate yourself, but it's really fun to put down your enemy. So, for example, last time the Oca, the goose, won, that's Catherine's Contrada, their enemy, the Torre, the elephant and tower, they put a huge banner up in the Piazza del Campo that took over a whole palazzo, basically saying that elephants are stupid. Again, it's all about putting down your enemy.
And, you know, this goes way back. That's what's interesting to me.
Yes.
Siena is a medieval community in some ways because they still have this rivalry with Florence that almost feels real. And it goes to this day.
That's a great point because Siena and Florence are still enemies, not as bitter as they were back in 1260. In 1260, Siena beat the Florentines against all odds, and they still celebrate the Battle of Montaperti from the 4th of September, 1260, and it's reenacted in the Palio every year.
As if
two
it
times.
Still makes a difference.
Exactly. But you see those people in medieval dress, right? And we're harking back to the days when Siena was the political power before Florence took it over in 1555.